This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, first name Tina, T-I-N-A, date of birth November 6, 1981, date of evaluation May 22nd, 2025. The referring physician Golden State Orthopedics, the chief complaint, the patient is a 43-year-old female, 15 preoperatively, as she is scheduled for right wrist surgery, correction, left wrist surgery, the HBI. The patient is a 43-year-old female who is employed at UPS, period. She experienced left wrist injury December 19, approximately 4 years ago, period. She was initially evaluated by a workers' comp doctor in Stockton, period. She was told that nothing was wrong, period. She was then returned to work on full duty. She stated that she was ultimately fired, period. She then returned to the ER and was then sent back to a primary care physician who referred her to a hand specialist. She underwent surgery of the lateral aspect of the wrist, period. She, however, continued with pain, which she describes as sharp, with associated tingling and radiating from the medial aspect of the wrist to the forearm. Pain is typically 8/10, but is worsened with activity, period. Patient had been evaluated and was correction, patient had been evaluated by Dr. Eric Steffman. And the patient now felt to require surgical intervention to include left wrist atheroscopic debridement, left ulnar shortening osteotomy, for diagnosis of left wrist pain and ulnar abutment syndrome of left wrist, period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes 1, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number abnormal mammogram, past surgical history, bilateral bunionectomy, next number hemorrhoidectomy, next number left wrist surgery, medications, Actos 30 milligrams daily, lamipride, 1 + 2 milligrams PRN, atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS, the allergies, floxacillin, next number Solara, next number erythromycin, next number sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim. The patient notes that she was taking the combination of medications when she developed nausea, vomiting, hives, and difficulty breathing. However, the medication actually causing the allergy itself was not isolated, period. The family history father had diabetes and aunt had breast cancer. Grandfather had myocardial infarction / cancer. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of system. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 126/71. Pulse 100. Respiratory rate 16. Height 63 inches. Weight 113.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness involving the left wrist, period. The data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 91 beats per minute. There is non-specific T wave abnormality. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 43-year-old female with a date of injury of December 19, 2021, period. She had sustained an injury after lifting a tote between 75-100 pounds, period. She has history of diabetes and hypercholesterolemia, period. She has a family history of heart disease, period. The patient is diagnosed with ulnar abutment syndrome of the left wrist, period. She had failed conservative therapies, period. She is now scheduled for surgical intervention, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same pending review of labs, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Tina Guerrero. Thank you.